lights up on a small research facility in the North Pole. A lone scientist sits sipping a hot beverage, monitoring weather patterns on a screen.
Oh no. That's not good at all. I must warn somebody about this. Jimmy!
Yes?
Look at these.
Wow, you got a manicure.
Not my beautiful hands, Jimmy! The grass they're holding!
But that's impossible. That would mean...
The end of the world! Get me the president!
Of the company?
Of Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in this apocalyptic future, Australia is finally a republic. Meanwhile, at the Lords of Luxury headquarters, a tastefully appointed villa deep in the mountains of Switzerland...
Apricot!
Strawberry.
Apricot! Strawberry!
Who could it be?
Mrs. President!
Hello, lads. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, it's okay. We were just fighting about jam.
Well, now you're going to be fighting something else. Evil. We need your help to save the world. A scientist at the North Polar Research Centre, North Pole Division, Poland, has discovered that clouds have become evil and are trying to block out the sun.
That shit is whack.
It's not. You know how every now and then you see a cloud that looks like something?
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence. That's evil clouds trying to assume the shape of pictures they've seen on the internet to distract us from their pyramid schemes.
Oh my God, you're right!
And have you ever flown through a cloud?
Yeah, the plane all shakes and shit.
That's the clouds making you more evil.
No!
It's true. Also, clouds invented the TV show Man O' Man.
I still don't believe you.
She's right. I done seen it with them own eyes. Them clouds did come and got evil my baby.
Well, if this gibbering maniac is correct, then we've got to do something.
Yeah!
Indeed.
And so the lords split up, each going their own way to defeat the evil clouds. Matt was the first to action, using his knowledge of aviation and historical reenactment to pilot a World War II biplane right into the heart of the clouds.
Roger, Roger, can you hear me? Luxury HQ.
Is there anyone here called Roger?
Give me that, you knickerbocker. Matt, Matt.
Lord of Luxury Matt here. I'm in a bloody plane, lads. Got my hat with flaps, my pilot goggles, a white scarf, flying through the sky, lads, trying to shoot down those bloody clouds. I've been chasing after them damn fluffies for the past 3 days now. I've discovered a secret. The secret is... Oh, no! The clouds, they're all around me. I've been hit. Curse this damn war, these damn clouds, my damn sciatica, the Hoover Dam, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Tell my kids I exist. Tell them I died giving these damn fluffies a good walloping. Say goodbye to Deirdre for me.
Matty, no!
I never got to see Dreamworld on the Gold Coast. Fight the good fight, chaps. Now I'm going to tap one out before I die.
Maddie, no!
Oh, no, chaps, that was just my orgasm. Here comes my dad!
Maddie, no!
What a tragenold.
He died like he lived, masturbating furiously.
Hey, guys, he sent me an SMS just before he died. Look.
Dan, how are you? The secret is in Marrakesh. Go there. Crack the Aztec code.
That's it. I have to crack the Aztec code and defeat the clouds.
Also, I've always wanted to see Marrakesh, so this is a two birds with one stone situation.
Ooh, a trip. How exciting.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone help me? Hello?
Hello, stranger, and welcome to the mystical land of Marrakesh.
Who are you, you wizened old crone?
I am the tourist information booth assistant. Here, have a complimentary, easy-to-navigate pocket map.
Can you help me solve the Aztec code?
The Aztec code, you say? You'll never solve the Aztec code in Marrakesh.
Yes, I will.
No, you really won't. Aztecs are South American.
Oh. Peru, home of the llama, the poncho, and Paddington Bear. Hello, little Peruvian boy.
Hello, sir. My name is Dirty Sanchez. My father was a manure herder. My mother was... Cruel.
Si is my name. Listen, Sanchez, you have to help me solve the Aztec code.
Legend says that it is hidden in that pyramid.
Which legend?
John Legend, successful singer of R&B music.
That's good enough for me, Sanch. Let's go. Judging from the clouds on these walls, we're very close to solving the code, Sanchez. Either that, or we're in a child's nursery.
Si, Señor Dan. Just a little further.
Hey, Sanchez, I don't think we're alone in here.
Why?
Because someone's giving me a massage!
Meanwhile, in Abu Dhabi, Paul was trying to prize information from the sweet lips of Aiden, the handsome lover he used to know.
Aiden, can I call you Aiden?
Sure. Isn't it romantic here, surrounded by Arabic things? The smells, the sounds. It's like my vagina is blossoming open like some terrible, stinky flower.
That's hot.
I know, right? Me and my girlfriends have been having such a rad time. We've ridden camels and talked about shoes and periods and shit. It's box office dynamite. Plus, being surrounded by ignorant savages totally gets my vag wet.
Sure.
There are things I miss about you, about us.
Such as?
Your skin, the way you knew how to work a piece of wood.
Sure, wood.
The way you made me feel safe, you know, womanly.
Sure, wood.
I also like the way you had that secret map code thing tattooed on your back.
Yeah, that hurt real bad.
Aiden, could I take a photograph of your secret map code tattoo? It's just that, well, me and my friends, especially the ancient slutty one, really want to have it as a keepsake, you know, something totally hot.
I think you should drink this enormous cosmopolitan instead.
Sure, I love cosmopolitans, both the drink and the magazine. They make me feel totally horny and shit.
I feel funny.
Like, haha funny? Because no. That would be a first for this show.
Wait, why is Mickey Rooney in my drink?
I'm soaked with drugs!
That's right, bitch. I had Mickey Rooney soaked in drugs, and you totally drank those drugs. Also,
I'm a cloud! I've been a cloud all along, bitch! I slipped you a Mickey, both literally and figuratively.
Worst cosmopolitan ever.
Later that night, as I was being dragged in a Hessian sack to Cloud Fortress, I got to thinking, on some level, are we all trying to crack our own code? Also, am I going to be waterboarded? Because I'd heard that was not a fun thing.
Meanwhile, what's that wonderfully voiced Luke up to?
I'm at the beach.
Free chloroform samples.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, don't I get to go somewhere exotic?
No.
In a staggering show of ineptitude, three of the lords failed in their attempts to foil the evil clouds, and one died in the process. Good work, lords.
Oh, guys, where are we? This place is dark and dank, and it has a strange stench. Are we in Adelaide?
No! You're imprisoned in my evil fortress.
Mrs. President!
Thank God you've come to rescue us.
What? No. Don't you get it? I set a trap for you. A wicked scheme. And like that dog poo in my driveway, you walked right into it.
I thought it was weird that when the world needed saving, you turned to four semi-shoveled comedy writers to do it.
And that we never questioned it at any stage.
But why, Mrs. President? Why us?
Because your podcast is without a doubt the most self-indulgent, undergraduate, overwritten, offensive, obscure, ill-conceived piece of dross ever marketed as comedy in this country. The scripts are appalling. I mean, there are monologues that go on and on and on and on for no reason. The characters just keep talking and talking without end, forever. And the monologues aren't necessary, they're just filler. They could have been cut or revised or been chopped in half. And to think of the listeners just sitting there, listening to their iPods to those long, dull monologues, to the endless paragraphs of meaningless, repetitive sentences. Meaningless, repetitive sentences.
There are quite a lot of meaningless, repetitive sentences.
And there are some jokes that don't even have punchlines.
I wrote that one.
And characters are introduced for no reason.
Did you even use the spell check on this thumb?
But how did you find us?
One of you gave away your location.
Paul?
No. I turned off location services. Thank you very much.
No, it was the other member of your team.
Dan?
No, the final member of the group.
But we're all here.
Yeah, all three of the quartet are here and accounted for.
Yeah, it's like the theme song goes. It's the Lords of Luxury, something three.
Thank you, morons.
Is it someone we know?
Yes.
Is it someone with glasses?
No.
Do they have a beard?
It's Matt, you knickerbockers.
Oh.
Is it Anita?
You promised you wouldn't reveal me.
I changed my mind. Pray I don't change it back.
Matt, you're alive.
Yes, alive and a traitor.
Let's just focus on alive. That's pretty good, right?
How could you do it, Matt?
How could I do it?
How could I do it?
Yeah, how could you do it?
Oh, okay. You can't even begin to understand it. The way you always stole the limelight, it destroyed my life. I've had to live in your shadows for so long. A recent internet survey said 9 out of 10 people thought I was gay. But I'm not.
Oh, God damn it.
See, nobody knows anything about me. Luke, what's my middle name?
Bill.
Lucky guess. But who was I really? Just some schmo with a cute lisp and some red shirts who may or may not be a hermaphrodite. I got so sick of it, and I guess it was just fate that the president contacted me. She paid me more than any Lord of Luxury podcast is worth and told me that I could be a famous TV star all around the world. All I had to do was turn you over to her. Well, I was weak. What else could I do? I really, really wanted to do the Metro whip around for the 7 p.m. project.
Just putting this out there, I always thought he was a dick. Just putting it out there.
Haha, now you're all trapped. You could say that things are looking a little grim for the Lords of Luxury, but I won't. I'll say bleak.
I've got a feeling things are gonna get a whole lot worse.
And just when you think things can't get any worse, Matt, you must now press the button that will vaporize your former comrades. If you don't, I will kill you. Quite the conundrum.
Don't press the button, Maddie. We can think of a cunning way to escape.
Press it, Maddie. They always stole your jokes and passed them off as their own.
This is the toughest decision I've ever had to make in my life. And I was once the deciding vote on Australian Idol. It was in the series where there were 4 judges. And 2 of them had said, no, you're not going to Sydney. And then the other 2 said, yes, you are going to Sydney. And then they all turned to me and said, Matt, should they go to Sydney? And I'm like, holy shit, I don't know, I'm just cleaning up stuff here. I'm not meant to decide whether someone goes to Sydney or not. And they're like, well, you got to decide, there's 2 yeses and 2 noes. And I'm like, fuck, did no one ever think that with 4 judges at some point in the series, 2 of you would say yes and 2 of you said no? Did they not have a backup plan? Why are you asking the guy in the room to decide whether to send this guy to Sydney or not? So I'm thinking, maybe he's the next Elvis. I should send him to Sydney. And then I'm going, no, he was fucking shit. But then I heard him talk about his dying dad or something. So I was like, well, the audience wants me to send him to Sydney. Yes, you can go to Sydney. So we went to Sydney and he was crap. And then I heard that he touched up some intern in the green room of the Australian Idol backstage area. So I'm like, oh my God, I sent a sexual offender to Sydney. And this decision is slightly tougher than that one.
Will the Lords of Luxury escape? Will the president save Australia from their truly awful comedy wares? Whose baby is this? Not mine. Find out, well, never. This is the last episode of the podcast. There will be no more. Go on. Go. Just go. Don't look back. It's time to say goodbye. La 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 la. Don't cry, because if you start crying, I'll start. Oh, God. We need work. I live in a hedge. Don't make this harder than it already is.